They stayed for 430 years in Egypt. Some of you have stayed in Egypt for too long. You have stayed in that place where the devil is manipulating you, diviners are manipulating you, and clean spirit are manipulating your head, that you are beyond help. No one is beyond help. No one is beyond help. No matter what you have done, no matter the kind of sin you have fallen into, no one is beyond help. You can be helped. You can be delivered. You can be cleansed. You can be saved by the authority of the cross, by the power in the blood of Jesus. The cleansing power of God can renew you. The cleansing power of God can restore you, irrespective of your past, irrespective of the sin that you have done, irrespective how far you have missed the road. The power of God can rescue you. The power of God can set you free. The blood of Jesus is still flowing today. Only if you understand that this is the day that the Lord has made, and when he spoke his word, do not harden thy heart. Open thy heart unto the Lord. Open thy heart unto the Lord. Don't say, I will give my life to Christ tomorrow. This day that you have heard his voice is the day of your salvation, is the day of your family deliverance, is the day of your national deliverance, is the day. Oh parada mi hende repashida, oh paradia rekete mi ha paradea, oh paradima e perita repeshia ha kobairanteria repeya taya. Hear the word and rise. Hear the word and rise and say, enough is enough. God, come and deliver me. Come and set my family free. Come and set my marriage free. Come and set my nation free. Come and set my village free from dominion of darkness, from the hold of witches, from the hold of wizard, from dominion of principalities and powers of darkness in heavenly places. For it is written, we have been given power over all the powers of the devil, and we walk in dominion. For those that believe in him, he gave them power over all the powers of the devil, that at the call of the name of the Lord, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, Mahanda Zabaratia, they will lay their hands on the sick and they will be healed. They will cast out devils. Repeshedia, they will raise the dead. They will speak in new tongues. They will hold serpents in their hands, and by no means they shall harm them, in the mighty name of Jesus, because they are children of Yahweh. They are untouchable. They are covered by the blood of Jesus, for their deliverance is sure. It is yes and amen. Makadi hadara repete bina magado alaka dagande lekete legete ketaya. That serpentine spirit, that snake spirit, that devil that have been tormenting family members, I command it to be roasted by fire. I command it to be roasted by fire. That unclean spirit that have been tormenting family members, I command it to be roasted by fire, by the revelation of the word of God. Repa yagada karade ketelea radua tua 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 tua. That spirit of death, but that the devil has been using to cause fear, I break that curse. I break that family curse. I break that negative family curse by the revelation of the word, because there is the blood, the redeeming blood, the blood that speaketh good things. It must speak good things in my life. For it is written, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I decree in my house, I decree in my life, that goodness and mercy, not goodness and trouble, goodness and mercy, you will follow me all the days of my life. I will eat the good of the land, it says the Lord. If I am willing and obedient, I will eat the good of the land. I reject what what the devil is offering. I reject what Egypt is offering, because Egypt will not give me freedom. Egypt will not give me abundance. Egypt will not give me inheritance. But today I reject evil. I reject any evil covenant. I reject any evil covenant that my fathers made with the devil, that my parents made with the devil, that my great grandparents made with the devil. I was not there and I am not part of it. I am now purchased by the blood. I am saved by the blood. I am purchased by the cross, by the working of the cross, by the resurrection of Jesus, by the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Any curse, any covenant at work in my life, knowingly and unknowingly, what I entered knowingly and unknowingly with the devil, I renounce in the name of Jesus. I renounce, I renounce, I renounce. Repayatamani arakaderi marataya. Any spirit that is not of God, that is trying to claim my destiny, that is trying to claim my family, that is not of God, whether I enter into it knowingly or unknowingly, I renounce those covenants. I renounce them, and I receive the covenant of the blood, the blood of the Lamb, the covenant of mercy, the covenant of salvation, the covenant of new beginning, the covenant of restoration, and everything that the devil has stolen away from me must come back. My dignity must come back. My honor must come back in the name of Jesus. My favor must come back. My leadership anointing must come back. The giftings of the spirit must come back. Anything that the devil has stolen away from your home, away from your life, those things that God has given you. Do you know the enemy is the masterpiece? You know that the children of God carry precious things, and he wanted to compromise so that he steal that gift of the prophetic, so that he go and manipulate it in divination. There are things that God has given you that the devil is aiming after. But this is the day of deliverance. This is the hour of mercy. Whatever you might have done, may the Lord mercy come upon you. May the Lord rescue you from the teeth of the lions. May the Lord rescue you from those that are stronger than thee. May help come from the Father. May the rain of deliverance pour out. May the rain of glory, the reign of rescue, the reign of God's angel, enter that village to rescue you, enter that home to rescue you, enter that house to rescue you, enter that city. I release angels to come to your rescue. I release angels to cancel the demand of darkness against your life, against your family, against your city, against your marriage. Every demand of the enemy, every demand of darkness, every legal demand, we nullify by the blood. We nullify by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. Any legal demand of the enemy, what might have been done knowingly or unknowingly, we pray for mercy, we pray for forgiveness with our Father, and we know that he's merciful enough to forgive, he's merciful enough to restore, is merciful enough to uphold us. Oh, parade zeperina magadala talate tegidikulugnai. Mighty Father, we pray the same way the children of Israel realize that they have been in slavery for 430 years, and they remember that there was a man that walked with God. They remember there was a man called Abraham, but it was written on the archives of the book
books that 400 years they won't need to be in slavery anymore. It has been written on the archives of the books. But Jesus died and resurrected. He became a curse that we may be blessed. He became poor that we may be rich. He took away our infirmity. He took away our sicknesses. But through his stripes we have been made whole. He made a way where there is no way. He was the author of reconciliation. But us who are enmity with God, we can now be reconciled. He opened the door for us to become sons of God. But those of us who are alien with God, who are enemy with God, he bridged the gap by dying on the cross for our sin. That what manner of love is this, that a man should lay his life for his friend? But Jesus laid his life for us, that the devil may not have dominion over our soul, but the devil may not have dominion over our home, over our nation, over our city, over our mind, over our spirit, over our body. And today we decree the mercies of God. We release help from the Father. May the Lord send help. May the Lord send help. May the Lord send help to pull you out, to pull you out from that cage, from that sick bed, from that hospital. Makateri baratayo yeke bihanto lepea barantia repabo ya jeperita rabine opaya baratabu araba zepaya etabo yo jeperete bo yo jeparate simaronto aliparina maganato arima yantania repabo yateria ribabo sande repeshe dihanda. The Bible say heard the cry of his people, and they remember that Israel is my firstborn. Israel is my firstborn. Israel is my firstborn. You are the firstborn of God. You are the firstborn of God. The devil that will not let you go so that you go and worship God, they will be the one to die. Jesus, you know, the Lord told Moses that go and tell Pharaoh. Ha! Go and tell Pharaoh. We are going to speak to Pharaohs of our life. We are going to speak to enemies of our soul. Enemies that don't want to see salvation in our homes, in our marriages, in our schools, in our institution, in our nation. We are going to tell the Pharaohs that Israel is my firstborn. The church of Jesus is the firstborn of God. And anything that want to put the church in bondage, anything that want to put you in captivity must die. Because you must rise. You must come out of that captivity. You must come out of that prison of alcoholism. But your destiny is so great, but you are so alcoholic that you urinate on yourself. You don't even know yourself, but you are meant to be a leader. You are meant to be a president. You are meant to be an apostle. You are meant to be a leader, a prophet of God. But the devil has been urinating on you. The devil has made you believe you are nothing. You are meant to be a prophetess, but you are in prostitution right now. The devil has been treating you as if you have no dignity. You are serving the will of man instead of the will of God. Your future is meant to be greater, but the devil is giving you that which you are never meant to live. You are never meant to make bricks like the children of Israel in Egypt for years. You are never meant to make bricks with straws, because you are a child of freedom. You are a child of liberty. You are a child that the price of his salvation has been paid for. That alcohol will not destroy you. Prostitution will not destroy you. You have to come out. You have to come out of that situation of poverty. That situation where they want to tie you so that you don't move. They want to tie you in poverty. They want to tie you in in lack. They want to tie you in sickness. They want to tie you in fear. They want to tie you in a way where you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe you are what God called you to be. You don't believe you are a leader. You don't believe you are a light unto thy generation. You don't believe you are a deliverer. You have been looking upon yourself like a grasshopper. You come from a family where nobody rises, where nobody becomes something. But I'm sending a word to you. Go and tell Pharaoh that Israel is my firstborn. Israel is my firstborn. You must let my firstborn go, or else I will deal with your firstborn. I will deal with your firstborn. I will deal with the gods of Egypt. I will deal with those gods that have been making people die. Those gods that have been making people perish. Those gods, Zakatarada, Repayako, Toko, Toko, Rebeta Pagataba Rata Bayaka Talaka Gedegede Leka Tabanda Barata Segedila Katarataba. Those powers that have been making people to fear, those powers that have been making people fear witchcraft more than they fear God. Some of you, you fear witchcraft more than the way you fear God, because you have been seeing people being tormented under the power of unclean spirit. You have been seeing people dying before their time, and the poor the devil was having his way. You have been seeing the way the children of God are being treated. You have been seeing the way men of God are being treated, and they are treated as if they have no authority. But there's a generation that is rising. There's a generation that will say, Lord, no, 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 no. You called us to be more than this. You called us to be more than this, Jesus. You called us to dominate. You called us to preoccupy until you come. You call us to work in dominion, to work in dominion. You call us to bring thy kingdom on earth. Repayaka da baratia, repayaka to rade keteri raganate tagaduya, repayata ribarata segedele keteleke kalegena rasha, agata barante zigatora ragadi kilanata. It doesn't matter the darkness that have been in the land, but because the soul of my feet has tread upon the soils of America, I must preoccupy. I must bring the kingdom of Yahweh in this nation. I must bring the kingdom of Yahweh in this city. Principalities must fall. Powers of wickedness, powers of immorality must fall. They must be defeated, and the captives must be loosened from their captivities in the name that is above every name, by fire, by force, by the authority of our Father who art in heaven, by the authority of the name that is above every name. We unleash the kingdom of Yahweh, the kingdom of God over the nation, over the nation. Let the kingdom of God reign. There has to be a generation that will say, enough is enough. There's a word that was spoken. There's a word of my deliverance. There's a word of my salvation. I wanted to rise up and cry to God. I don't know what affliction that have been afflicting you. I don't know what it is that have been a stumbling block, but I want you to cry out that, Lord, my hour of deliverance has come. Deal with every power that have been trying to deal with me. The Bible say he made Moses to be God over Egypt. Some of you, God will make you to be God over the problems that have been making your family members to suffer. He will make you to be a God over the principalities, over the powers of the enemy. Those powers that have been challenging generation, those powers that have been making people live like dogs, fornicating like dogs, dwelling in immorality,
dying in drug addiction, the yokes are breaking. Makada barata, lepa lepa magadebosh, lepa lepa bagada, lepa lepa. We release the hour of salvation. We release the hour of healing. We release the hour of restoration unto our nation, unto our cities, unto our land, unto our family. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the price of our salvation has been paid. The price of our healing has been paid. The price of our deliverance has been paid. And we release salvation, salvation of our youths, salvation of our family members. We release deliverance. We release the help. Oh, the Father. Leke bina moshia, rebia torobo shande, repaya tabone zidema, iba babo sheria, repaya dono moshia, yeke bida balatania, lepada mande zidabo. Rescue us from the pit of hell, from the demand of the evil one, from the demand of darkness, from the demand of the accuser that have been accusing you, been accusing your family. Let the yoke of accusation be broken today. Let the yoke of accusation, every demand of hell, every demand, let the yoke be broken. Let the burden be lifted. By the anointing, by the help of the Father, by the help of the Son, by the help of the Holy Ghost, receive your healing, receive your breakthrough, be restored to your rightful place, be restored, let your spirit be restored, let your business be restored, let your calling be restored, let your life be restored, let your health be restored, let your emotion be restored, let your mind be restored, your mind that have been tormented, wind and clean spirit. I chase those devils out of you. I chase those unclean spirit out of you in the name of Jesus. For it is the hour of God's mercy. It is the hour of God's deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. And we announce salvation. We announce the help of God. We announce migration from Egypt in masses, in millions. Let people come out of captivity. Let the prisoners go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, prisoners in our cities, prisoners in our land, let them go, let them go, let them go. In our families, our brothers, our sisters, in any form of prison, let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name. Manto zoroboshaya, zeteni mahanto roboshia, lepeti bihanda lada mazia, zeterina monto roboshaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have heard the word of God this day, and you are out there. You say, man of God, I have heard you well, and I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to surrender to the plan of God. I have suffered enough in the hand of the devil. I want to try Jesus. The Bible says, test and see that the Lord is good. You have tested the devil and you realize bitterness. You realize trouble on top of trouble. But today you want to say yes to Jesus. Today you want to say, Lord, I want to test you. I have tested fornication. I have tested alcohol. I have tested women, men, drugs. I have tested all manner of things. But my life has become miserable. My health has become miserable.
I inject my body with needles, with cocaine, with all manner of drugs, but it has not been of any help. I have realized I am in bondage, in need of God's mercy. But I want to try Jesus. I want to test the Lord. I want to test my Savior. I want to, wherever you are, just kneel down and cry out to God. Just kneel down and say, Father, have mercy on me. I need you more than I need myself. I need you more. I need you more. Come to my rescue. You are the change maker. You are the transformer. Come and transform me. Come and deliver me. Come and rescue me, Jesus. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Forgive me of my sins, of my transgression. Make me a new person. Make me a new creation. Baptized by your Spirit, filled by the Holy Ghost. Make me a new creation, for I believe in you, Jesus. I believe in your death. I believe in your resurrection. I believe that you died for my sin, that I don't need to suffer like this. I don't need to be tormented like this. When the price of my salvation has been paid, the price of my peace has been paid, the price of my health has been paid, the price of my joy has been paid, in the name of Jesus, I pray. If you have made that prayer, please make sure, comment, send a message to our ministry. Let us know that you have made that mighty decision. And I believe your life will never be the same again. I want to welcome Sister Jacinta to come and pray for our offering. Then she will close us in Jesus' name. God bless you all. For those that are tuned, please make sure you prepare your offering, whatever you want to give it to the Lord. May God bless your heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Father, we present our sacrifices before you, Jehovah. We pray for your blessings, O King of Glory. Father, accept them, O King of Glory. We pray for more increase and multiplication, O God, for those who have given. Even for those who have, O God, and those who don't have, Jehovah. We pray for your provision, Jehovah. Give them something, Lord, that next time they'll be able to bless your altar, Abba Father. Because it is our responsibility to uplift your altar, Jehovah. Lord, we thank you for their presence too. Even spending time in your presence is also a sacrifice, O God. We pray that you hear their cry, Jehovah Jireh. Be their answer in their time of need, O God. Go ahead of each soul out there, anyone in need, O God, we pray for your provision. We thank you for this service and we thank you for the word that was shared today, O God. We pray that it will bring life in the lives of your children, O God. It will bring peace to the lives of your children, Jehovah. We pray for more salvation and more in the kingdom of the Lord. We pray for many to seek you, Jehovah Jireh. Lord, even as we start the new week, O God, go ahead of us, Abba Father. Let your will be done during this week, Jehovah. We believe that we will win in your name, O God. We surrender our all to you and we pray, believing, Lord, that your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.